and it don't stop, yo. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
Because it's their time. Their time. Up there. Down here, it's our time. It's our time down here.
You see that I'm eccentric, but it's really kind of cool with me. The evening is electric, so let's light it for eternity.
This is our time to light up the sky. Dancing with the devil, because it keeps me alive. Hold your breath, because we're coming to your town. Never see the sun, because we're rolling it down.
We're on again. Yeah, we started doing this before, and we had to ditch the other one because we were having technical difficulties.
I feel like you're not official unless you're having technical difficulties.
Apparently. Yeah, we have technical difficulties every week, but that this one was...
Every show has
we couldn't recover from. Yeah. So, yeah, it was going to be Pokemon Cast, and we had a really good thing. Let's run down. There are some amazing things that I'm going to talk about later on.
Yep.
On the blog, not on the podcast, even though I talked about them already.
What are you talking about?
Just little things.
Let's just give them a brief rerun.
Little kids, flashing, crouching.
You can sit now.
Yeah, sitting.
Sitting.
We talk about how...
Things under the ground that poke up and attack.
Not Diglets.
No, but Dugtrios.
Deltrios.
Yeah, Dugtrios. Trapinch.
That sounds so worse when you say it out loud.
Yeah.
Alright.
But, Dugtrio?
Trios.
That's all you need to hear.
I think out of all my favorite Pokemon calls, like, the Dugtrio is my favorite. No, wait.
You should.
I like the combination of Diglett and Dugtrio. It's like, Diglett, wait, I forgot how it went. It was a Pokemon.
Trio. Don't ask why I still remember that.
Yeah, thanks,
Nick. Was that from the fucking cartoon?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Have you met the woman who, she's just like, guess what Pokemon from your party I'm imitating?
Yeah, I was like,
and I'm just like, I'm sitting there going, I don't have the sound on. I don't. There's a woman sleeping next to me right now. Who, if I wake her up and turn the sound on, she's going to kill me.
You have to have headphones, man.
I do.
You had a "Who's that Pokemon" moment.
But like 10 times harder. Yeah. I was like, yeah. It was Beedrill.
Well, it didn't help also that I had just changed my party over.
Yeah. Oh,
before,
okay.
I realized I should just stick with the party I had. But so Nick, do you have any questions, comments? About what you played for 2 minutes, 3 minutes?
Well,
2.5 minutes.
I guess I gotta do a bit more exploring, but from based off what I saw, it looks interesting. And you guys were right about the graphic part of it. It does look better than Battle.
Yeah, the Pokemon Stadium, we were saying how, like, the graphics, when they actually fight, the animations now actually connect with each other, and, like, they hit each other, actually.
Yeah. And, yeah, the actual hitting does look better than some... thing just flashing and they move shaking in place.
I wish I had video of that. Some flashing and shaking.
And shaking in one place.
It's a really good game. This is, this is just part one of our discussion about Pokemon. Part two will probably be next week.
Yeah.
And
part two will probably be more in-depth than part one.
And we'll talk about, probably get some EV training understanding. And why this game is good and bad for EV trainers.
I'm looking forward to that segment.
Also, there's going to be a special surprise guest next week. So,
stay tuned.
Yeah, stay tuned for that one.
In my head, I was like, who is it? And I was like, oh, okay.
I'll say, we just discussed this.
That surprised me. I was like, really? God.
We got excited. Even when you know, we're still that excited.
What's really weird is I can't see Mitch's crotch right now, but I can see his boner.
Well, it wasn't like when you...
Stupid jeans.
It wasn't like when there was a thing between my legs. Huh?
Did you look?
No, I didn't. Did you want me to? Okay, I'm going to, because you wanted me to. All right, there you go. I looked.
Oh, God. Okay.
Disappointed.
Damn, okay.
I gotta play you guys a clip. Ryan and I talk about it all the time. There's the podcast Hollywood Babylon that we listen to.
Yeah.
and they have something called Exquisite Acting. And one of the clips that they had was Kevin Sorbo from Hercules, the series. Mm-hmm. And
didn't he also play in Babylon 5?
No, not Babylon.
Is that the joke?
Hmm? No.
I thought
no.
there was a joke too. Okay, never
no. No, in one of the episodes of Hercules, he was supposed to like be yelling at Hera or somebody, and he yelled the stage direction instead of yelling his actual line. Yeah. Or that's what it seems like, because he just yells, "Disappointed!"
I love that.
So anytime that happens again, just yell, "Disappointed."
All right, I will.
Yeah, okay.
That'll be my thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember that. A little bit of throwback for you guys.
Yeah. Ryan completely missed it while we were doing it, though, when he was there.
Yeah.
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 I always get, like, insecure when we talk about this. Yeah. I don't want to do it again.
For a reason why I started doing it. Can't back down.
Well, he can. I can no longer see his boner.
Oh, no. I'm not looking.
Back down physically.
All right, guys. So... we did talk about Pokemon a little bit. We'll talk about it more next week. There are a lot of little things that make this game amazing. So, it's one of those must-plays, I think. It's the second game we've actually knowingly devoted a whole podcast to, and then the podcast got wrecked. So... we'll probably, we're not going to devote the whole podcast next week, but we'll do the opening for part two.
Cool.
Yep.
So, what did you do this week?
Well, I did, which you guys are hearing for the first time.
It's not deja vu.
I watched Silence of the Lambs with Bree for the first time. Really enjoyed it.
See, that's one thing I wanted to ask you, Mitch, not Nick. Mish, when you were watching it, were you scared at all?
No, but, yeah.
My first time watching that movie, I was a lot younger than you.
Yeah.
And my dad said, "You're going to have nightmares for the rest of your life." And I went, "I'm not a fat girl."
You know what made the blow less like... it was less of a blow because after watching, like, the episode of South Park and the episode of Family Guy... mm-hmm. where they parody Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah.
And then, like, the part where he's like, he says, "Would you fuck me?" That part right there. Like, after hearing Chris say that in his voice, I'm like, it just made me laugh instead of, like, "That's creepy."
Yeah. Yeah.
And then when he was like, "Put the lotion in the fucking basket," after hearing Cartman say that, and I was just like, you know, the blow is... yeah, the blow is softened, and, like, it was just funny to me. I had to rewind it because I laughed.
No,
But the movie wasn't, like... looking from, like, the crying point, like, people eating people's faces and whatnot, that part's creepy. I did some research on cannibals a while back where I was looking up, like, cases where people were, like, cannibals.
Any particular reason why?
Interesting.
Okay.
Did you crime see the stuff? Guy that got arrested for paying to be a cannibal?
That's one thing I was talking about, yeah.
And, did you hear about that, Nick?
No, I didn't.
Wasn't that the German guy?
Yeah, it was a German guy.
Yeah.
He paid a guy $30,000.
We talked about this, me, you, and Deanna.
When I was talking about, when he
invited the guy over.
They shared his dick.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
Remember that dick detail?
Yeah, that's why I didn't want to. That's probably why
we talked about that, yeah.
Yeah, it got out of my head and now it's back. Thanks. Yeah. Great.
I was researching that case right there. So maybe because I researched
when they
that
did
case.
It looked like the hot dog emblem from Call of Duty.
I won't be having hot dogs.
So I guess like researching those cases beforehand probably made the movie not as scary as it would have been during that time because
I feel that Hannibal is scarier than Silence of the Lambs.
That's pretty cool. I look forward to watching it.
Yeah, you haven't watched Hannibal yet.
Watching it on Friday.
Don't look at the IMDb until afterwards.
Okay, I don't usually do that.
I want you to try and guess who plays, Mason, I can't remember his last name.
Okay.
But he's a... you won't be able to tell by his face.
It's a one-man trivia.
Yeah. You won't be able to tell by his face. See if you can tell by his voice.
Okay.
So you also said that you watched Gravity before.
Yep, watched Gravity last week. I watched it in 3D. Last week,
pretty much. Yeah, that's how I saw it.
Like, it goes in my... Right now, I have three movies that I think are worth the movie theater experience. And I'll say four movies. I think that Gravity is a movie that's best seen in theaters. Same goes for Avatar. Even though Avatar's not the best movie ever made, it's still good visually. Mm-hmm. And The Life of Pi is really good in theaters as well. I also think that The Dark Knight Rises was really... No, The Dark Knight was really good in theaters.
Dark Knight was really good in theaters.
Yeah.
Yes, Dark Knight Rises was really good in theaters if you didn't live in Colorado.
Did you guys continue the darkness of the podcast before last week's? Hmm? I remember last week we got into really dark territory with that podcast.
We did.
Was I there for this?
No, it was just me, Ryan, Ted. It was pretty dark.
Yeah, and grim. Well, no, it was fine until we got to the end.
Yeah, it was pretty dark at the end. The game of current turned to like the criminal case corner. It was weird. So
yeah, it was like Cold Case Files Japan.
We made jokes about it. It was more like puns, not really jokes, but like.
Oh no, I made a couple of jokes.
Yeah.
But Gravity, Dark Knight. I told you my Dark Knight Rises story, right?
No.
Okay. So the people that are on that are listening for the first time, if I haven't said it before, I went not to opening night of the Dark Knight Rises, but that weekend I went. And we all know about the tragedy that happened in Aurora, Colorado. You know, the opening night, a maniac went in and shot a whole bunch of people, which kind of weird. You guys ever hear about the Final Destination thing about that?
No.
No.
All right. 2 weeks before, there was a shooting in a Canadian mall.
Yeah.
There was a girl from Colorado visiting Canada who escaped that.
That sucks.
Oh, really?
And she
That's
died
the worst.
At the premiere in Aurora.
Are you serious?
Serious.
Nah.
That's so coincidental. Yeah, that's the worst.
That's ridiculous.
It was just like, she's...
Now that legitimizes some of those movies. It's like, no.
Yeah, like, seriously. I'm just waiting for the connection of the guy that survived Aurora getting killed in the mall shooting in Nairobi or whatever.
That's a far away. That's a long way from here.
He stood out. He was the only white guy there. He was a target. But, yeah, so all that happened, and I was just like, you know what? I'm not going to be afraid to go into the movie theater. So I go in.
The tail was packing heat.
I call my hidden Nathan's hot dogs that I get before I go in, that I make in, put in Kylie's purse before I go in.
Put hot dogs in her purse?
Yeah.
I once snuck in Chinese food. Good plan, but the whole theater just stinks of Chinese afterwards. So you're not even sneaky anymore. It was during Avatar. The last Airbender.
Okay.
I once made a theater smell like Chinese, but that wasn't because there was food.
I wish
you'll get it later.
I get it already.
I wish my fart smelled like Chinese food. That'd be cool.
Mine's done.
Anyway, I wasn't talking about farting, but
forget.
But so I go in. Kylie goes, "Hey, can you get me a drink? No, get me a slushie." So I'm like, "Okay, I'll get you a slushie. I'll get myself a drink, or an icy." Sorry, icy technical term.
I hate that. I hate when they correct me. I'm like, yeah. You know what it is.
Yeah, you know it is. Shut up.
It's fucking chipped ice with sugar on it. Just give that to me now. Mm. Put some blue dye in it. That's fine.
That's fine.
I love that the North Haven Cinemas by us are just like, "We ran out of the blue dye. Let's call it Sprite." But, so yeah, I get that. I go in. Kylie yells, "Ted, stop right there!" And I'm thinking, holy shit, I'm going to get shot.
Wait, she yelled that in the theater?
She yelled that in the theater.
Why?
Because they were doing trivia. And I came in just as they started the trivia. And I fucking won.
I remember you won, but dropped the mic.
That was the pussy to drop the mic ever.
I don't know why, but like, dropping the mic is so like important.
Because it's a statement, I guess.
Yeah.
It's like, fuck me if you want to.
It's just like, that just happened. You can't.
unsee what you
saw. You can't undrop the mic. Like, it's just
yeah. That just happened.
My favorite was like they go, they did this one thing where just like Christopher Nolan, who directed The Dark Knight Rises, also directed Guy Pearce, Carrie Ann Moss, and Joe Pantoliano in what film? And people are going, Matrix! And I'm just like, Guy Pearce wasn't in a fucking movie, it was Memento. Like, shut up there if you don't know what the hell you're talking about.
It's probably the obnoxious people that shouts out anything, but just because. Yeah.
There's a lot of those. And then, favorite question, name five actors who have played Batman. I went, hey, can we... I just need to clarify, are we talking about actors, or voice actors?
What you win again?
I won a bag and a t-shirt that was like three sizes too small.
Was a Batman-sized bag?
Yeah, it was a little...
Batman-sized, Batman-themed.
Batman-themed bag that could fit on my belt because it was that small. It looks like a purse. But whatever, I want it, bitches.
So that's all that matters. You can't drop the mic again, Ted.
You can't drop it twice.
For the same thing.
Yeah, you only drop it once.
Pick that mic back up.
You lost your credibility in that dropping mic.
So I can go on stage, right? Drop the mic.
Drop the mic right to the trash set.
No,
I up to these hot chicks on them all like, what's up, ladies? My name's Slim Shady. I'm the lead singer of D12, baby.
One of his lowest parts of his career.
But... yeah. One of the lowest parts of my career. Just now doing that. All right, Nick, what did you do?
I don't know. I forgot.
I also played Grand Theft Auto Online, and I've been having fun with that.
I was going to say, you forgot to mention it again. Yeah. I was like, this is your second chance, and you missed it. I've also been playing Grand Theft Auto, Grand Theft Auto Online.
Before you go, Nick, I've also been playing The Wolf Among Us. I beat the first episode, and I'm looking forward to the rest of the series. If you played The Walking Dead game and enjoyed it, I recommend this one as well. That's it.
You guys ever, like, play GTA and then a woman that's in your life, not necessarily like your girlfriend, but maybe your mom or sister walks in as you're fucking a prostitute and you're just like, I'm trying to get stamina.
Thankfully not.
Yeah, actually it was my grandmother.
Nicholas?
I said it's exactly what it looks like. I don't know what to tell you.
I'm a grown-ass man, Grandma.
I can't explain this away. But it wasn't worse than what you were watching like 2 days ago, so I don't want to hear it.
She went zipping up, Nick, and walked out of the room.
And then she asked me to do something and act like nothing happened, which made it more awesome. So, yeah, that was my moment. Yeah, I played it. I've been playing that for a while. I've went back to playing Skyrim on the DLCs because I didn't finish them because of GTA.
What level are you in GTA Online?
What level? Not very high, to be honest with you, because I haven't been.
I'm level.
And plus, I don't have like anybody to play with. Because you know, I'm the only guy that's on it with the PS3. Among my friends, but
Yeah, because Dave got it for 360.
Yeah, asshole.
Dave is like a 360 gamer, though.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. He's like, played like a ton of PlayStation.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, oh, like Xbox. And I'm like, okay.
Dave is the only person I know
Let's
of.
Let's clarify.
Only person I know of.
We're talking about Dave E.
Dave E, not
Dave who used to be on the podcast, not first place Dave that we talk about sometimes who writes for us.
Dave K.
What? No, Dave E. No.
But K.
No. Fine.
No.
All right. Hit
yourself.
I don't think you like that at all.
Dave is the only person. Dave E is the only person I know of who originally had a PS3, purchased an Xbox, and then likes Xbox more now.
Yeah, I think
you don't hear that too much. That's not. Really, it's not really often. Has
done that. But
I mean, you hear people who had an Xbox purchase a PS3, but still stays with Xbox, but never
vice versa.
Never. We've converted him.
But it's the part he likes to. Dave like. Doesn't really like to talk to strangers, I guess.
Yeah.
And so being able to be in a private area and talk to your friends while having to worry about everybody else, probably he just likes that better.
Yeah, he likes certain things that I guess Xbox just provides for him.
And it's like, mainly the party thing. Like, that's pretty much it.
I was like, I get it. Yeah. All right, whatever. So, and then I've also...
Dave actually played me and my girlfriend and some of my friends on Grand Theft Auto.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I got to find Dave and Adam.
Yeah, I think it's...
I have no idea.
Okay, I shouldn't say on the podcast, so never mind. I forgot the other game I was playing. Oh, yeah, I was playing Naruto or Generations, and that's another game I enjoy. So,
are they making another Naruto game, or are they making another one, or?
I haven't heard anything. Okay. I've been looking to see if they were creating anything. I haven't found anything yet, but I'll keep you guys up to date.
I was hoping that Ryan would be on the podcast today because I wanted to talk about the Dragon Ball Z movie.
I was hoping that Ryan was going to be on the podcast today so he could tell me the two people that are from Japan that are on so long from, and thanks for all the fish.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw the two. One of them that was...
One of them you guys actually know.
Can't skip ahead. Come on, guys.
Okay, I'm sorry. Right, yeah. Sorry. But
it's not time for that, fish yet.
But, I think that's. I haven't done anything else other than that. Kind of interesting.
Yeah, all I did. Well, it's funny that Mitch said that he saw Silence of the Lambs, because I actually did the Silence of the Lambs trilogy backwards. Or the Anthony Hopkins
What's
Silence
the third
of the
movie?
Lambs trilogy.
What's the third movie?
There's Red Dragon,
okay.
Which also can
Red
be.
Dragon, yeah,
it can also be. You can interchange Red Dragon with Manhunter, which is basically the same movie, but okay. Done. Manhunter was done years before even Silence of the Lambs, I think.
Well, I look forward to watching these.
I think Silence of the Lambs was 1979 or something. I don't remember when it was.
The original or the...
The original.
They remade.
They remade it?
Yeah. No, they did.
Okay. The remake came out in 91.
Yeah, they did.
The one with Anthony Hopkins.
Yeah.
Came out when?
The one I watched last night came out in 91.
Yeah,
really?
That was
91?
Yeah.
Right?
That was not 91.
Double check.
I'm
not.
Later than
just
that.
Just double
no,
check.
I thought that was earlier.
I thought it was later.
I'm going to check right now, but oh. I watched the trilogy, quote unquote. I watched the trilogy backwards, chronologically. So we watched Hannibal first, then we watched Silence of the Lambs, then Red Dragon.
Oh, and I also watch a lot of television sitcoms that I've been enjoying as well.
I started a new anime series called Kill la Kill.
Kill la Kill. Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah, I've seen.
It's two episodes.
Oh, yeah, 91. Part. You're right.
91, right? Yeah.
Oh, wow, okay.
Nice.
Came out a lot earlier than I thought. Hannibal came out in, what, like 99?
Yeah. Really?
Something like that, yeah.
It's pretty
Maybe
good.
2000. I mean, it wasn't... and I believe Hannibal isn't as good as Silence of the Lambs, though it's creepier.
Okay, that's but understandable.
It is creepy.
Yeah.
I will say that.
It's hard for sequels to be better than the...
Also, well, Julianne Moore definitely takes over the part pretty well. I think, did Red Dragon come out? I think Red Dragon came out after that, like a year after that.
Yeah, I remember that movie with Jet Li. It was pretty good. The movie with Jet Li, Red Dragon.
No.
I know you're talking about. I didn't,
so no, yeah, I know you were.
The movie had two good fight scenes. That's pretty much it. When he fought the guys, with the blonde hair guys.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
That was like the only good fight scene. Besides that, the movie was kind of trash.
You watched the one where he like kicked the freaking eight ball into the dude's face.
Is that really? Well,
it was a transition.
I guess.
I love how we were really talking about Red Dragon, the movie about Hannibal, and it went into a Jet Li fucking movie.
They shouldn't have named the Red Dragon. I'm just saying. I hate when they do that. I hate when they name the movie. Or they gave a movie a name that has a previous name already.
Like, yeah, yeah, it's kind of stupid.
Like the host, that movie, the host that that lady made, even though they had the Korean hosts.
Yeah,
but I guess
yeah.
That's different because it's overseas.
I think they were Red Dragon here and Red Dragon with Jet Li were made around the same time.
Oh, really?
Or Red Dragon, it had a different name, but they called it Red Dragon in the United States, where the host is the host everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just Red Dragon, the Chinese version might be called something else in China. And they just said, oh, let's name it Red Dragon here, even because that's the literal translation.
I remember The Raid Redemption.
Accurate.
The reason why the movie was originally called The Raid, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they added the Redemption, which nobody, everybody was like, why? It's so dumb. What is he redeeming?
Yeah.
Well, they couldn't use the term, they couldn't use the title The Raid because there's a World of Warcraft movie called The Raid. It was like a documentary.
Yeah.
And so they had to change the name up.
Well, that's like The Butler.
Yeah.
The movie that came out a while back, it was called Lee Daniels the Butler.
Yeah.
They had to call it Lee Daniels the Butler because there was a movie called The Butler that was done in the 1930s owned by the WB. Yeah. And they were suing the Weinstein Company. And now Reagan's family is suing because they're just like, our dad wasn't evil. Just like, and I just went, let's go to Boondocks.
All answers lie in Boondocks.
Yeah.
Boondocks. Boondocks Saints.
Ronald Wilson Reagan.
I've never seen Boondocks Saints.
Boondocks. Oh, that's a good movie. Yep,
yeah, I heard a lot of good things about it.
I think you'll
enjoy it. I know I would enjoy it. I heard part two wasn't that good, though.
Part two is funny.
It's funny.
It's hilarious. It takes all the humor from Boondock Saints and puts it into Boondock Saints 2.
Okay.
And nothing else.
Yeah.
It's just like there's a lot of action and a lot of humor, and that's about it. There's no real story.
Did you, anybody here watch The Walking Dead premiere?
Yes.
Yes. I'm actually getting into The Walking
Dead. Actually, you know what? We should start doing every week a Walking Dead. I wanted to do an Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. one.
I've been watching that as well. But, I actually watched the last season, I guess.
Of Walking Dead. Did you watch the first season?
I watched the first season a while ago.
Okay.
But, I'm thinking the first, earlier was better than it is now.
Because
right now, I'm watching it, and then, there's just, some scenes that are... It's not about really The Walking Dead, it seems. It just seems like it's okay, there's these characters.
Well, The Walking Dead originally, the way it's supposed to be is that the zombies are supposed to be in the back. It's not about the zombies, it's about the character development in the apocalypse.
Okay. Basically.
That's why, yeah.
Did you get, you got to the end of season two at all? Did
what
you
season is watch, it now?
We're on season four.
I watched towards the end of season three. I didn't
the prison?
I didn't see two.
Yeah.
You didn't see two. Okay.
I saw, they're in the prison. And,
At the end of season two, they have a great line that Andrew Lincoln, who plays Rick, says. And he says, "We are the Walking Dead," kind of talking. And they're going to go into it in this season too, probably, especially after the end of the episode. Spoilers, a kid kind of gets sick all of a sudden, dies, and becomes a zombie, which I have... far too much to say about that, but there's a when he says, "We are the Walking Dead," he's talking about Jensen tells him that from the CDC when they make it to the CDC, which is something that never happened in the comic books except in a offshoot comic that Robert Kirkman did after they had already written the episodes for season one.
Mm-hmm.
Basically the virus is dormant inside every living person. And when you die, that's when the virus becomes...
Yeah. So let's say that you're in an evacuation zone. Let's say everybody goes to a school for safety. So you're inside a school. Somebody decides to commit suicide because they don't want to live in this world anymore.
Mm-hmm.
That one person commits suicide, changes into a zombie overnight, and then not everybody's affected because the whole outbreak is inside the school now.
Okay.
So, it's hard to have a gated community because if one person dies, you jeopardize almost everything.
Oh, so that's why they were burning those bodies.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it makes a little more
Except
sense.
Except for the other guy that wanted to keep them.
Yeah.
What was his, sheriff, whatever he is.
Rick?
No, the governor.
Governor. That's it. Governor.
See, I didn't really care for the end of season three that much.
I've watched
it. No, you know what?
I'm not, I kind of wonder why people are like, it seems like people overhype it to a point, though.
I didn't like the last episode. The second to the last episode, though, was a tearjerker. Because what it did in that second to last episode of season three was it took the entire this one character that you fucking hated forever and made him into a real person. And then fucking killed him.
Yeah.
Wait, which one is this?
Merle.
Daryl's brother, the guy with the crossbow.
The guy with the crossbow. Oh, yeah. But that was boss the way he went out.
Yeah.
he went in there and shot them all up. But yeah.
Oh, yeah, they basically, they humanize him, and then they...
And then his brother sees him.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, that was so sad. That got me. All right. I'll give it to you.
I see a lot of shows lately, they have the second to last episode be extremely beast, but then the season finale is lackluster.
Yeah. I won't go into.
That's actually Arrow.
Oh, really?
Arrow did the exact same thing with their first season. The second to last episode, there's this huge fight with this huge cliffhanger.
Yeah.
And then, and you're just like, oh, I can't wait. Then they drop the cliffhanger, and, the whole thing And the whole fight that's going on kind of doesn't end abruptly, but ends in a way of going, aw, really? Really?
Yeah.
But then season one opened up with Arrow, it was awesome.
Hulu doesn't really have all the episodes for Arrow.
No, it doesn't.
No.
I was really disappointed.
Arrow started up again. That's why.
Okay.
It's supposed to be a day after, right?
Hmm?
After, like...
No, it's a couple... It's, like, 3 months after the end.
Yeah, as far as the premiere for Walking Dead goes, I really enjoyed the whole time skip. I feel like doing the time skip was probably the best way to handle it.
Yeah.
Because nobody wants to see people get, like, comfortable with the prison and, like, learn all the rules. That'd be boring.
Oh, yeah, when they took in all those other people from... Yeah.
Like, skipping that whole process was really smart.
Yeah, that was. Yeah, I agree with that.
I mean, of course, the show, episode has some problems, but, you know.
Yeah, I'm glad that they did that, yeah.
I really thought that the beginning was really boring.
Oh, yeah.
But I was focused on Pokemon, so...
I had Pokemon as well.
I'm sitting there, I do my little parties with First Place... And my friend Larry and Kylie, and we're all in an Xbox Live party while we're watching.
I can't do that. Only because, like, I feel like I get more... Well, I can't say. For the season finale of season 3, I had, like, 4 friends over, so I can't talk. Never mind.
Yeah, I you know, we do myself. This whole thing too, where we're quiet throughout the, like, when the show is actually on.
Yeah.
During the commercials, then we talk, and we're just like, what the fuck do you think is going on?
That's good.
What the fuck do you think is in that bag? Is it a kid? Is it a head? Is it a bag of kittens?
It's a kid.
Yeah, because, like, I remember when I watched, like, the ending of, what was the one, Dexter.
Yeah, and, like, I'm so sorry.
And everybody and their mother was asking, oh, how you think this is going to end? Same thing for Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
But I watched Breaking Bad by myself, so I was happy about that. But I was like, I don't know. And then I was disappointed with the ending, by the way, so... I don't know. It doesn't really bother me. I mean, I usually watch it by myself, though. All
right. Well, we're going to take this moment to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back.
What podcast can I listen to learn all about wrestling?
Well, let me tell you something, brother. Podcast where you can find all your wrestling information from is The Turnbuckle Dude, featuring Mr. Quality and Mr. Marshmallow Jones.
But what kind of wrestling stuff, Mr. Quality?
Well, dude, the wrestling stuff you can find from is weekly reviews on Monday Night Raw, TNA Impact, pay-per-view previews and reviews, as well as retro reviews, dude.
Yay!
And what you gonna do, brother, when on Friday nights, when the turnbuckle runs wild on you?
I want my baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back. I want my baby. I can't do it. Hey, guys, it's Playing Favorites.
I told you the Fat Bastard version.
What's your favorite song? What's your favorite show? What's your favorite movie? Because Mitchie wants to know. Playing Favorites. Yeah. So, Mitchie. What?
We're never going to let that go.
Mitch, is your microphone on?
This week's Playing Favorites.
We're going to try that again.
This week's Playing Favorites is going to be Dragon Ball Z related. It's going to be what are your top three favorite Dragon Ball Z moves. It could be Blast. It could be Physical Attacks. Yeah.
Okay.
If you can't decide top three, you just do one. That's fine.
Go ahead, Nick.
I'm going to go with... even though I don't like Dragon Ball GT, I did like the Dragon Fist by Goku. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to go with Vegeta's Final Flash.
That is amazing. Like,
it's the last time he can ever pull down his pants. It's his Final Flash.
My last one's more of a technique, and it's Goku's Kaioken.
Oh, okay.
So those are my top three.
That was gonna be next week's what's your favorite like transformation. for me, you want to go next?
Oh, go ahead.
Okay, like my problem with Final Flash is that the blast was insanely epic, but why didn't it kill Cell? Like
you have to blame the writers on that one because
that blast went into space and like it was like. It was huge.
Because it was supposed to destroy the world, but yeah. he directed it away from the planet.
Yeah, but like I'm just saying, like Kamehameha, the father-son Kamehameha wasn't even
wasn't even anything comparison to
like
that.
It's just,
it made no sense to me. I was like, wait a
minute. I get goosebumps from watching that clip on YouTube. Like, it's just because like the music's epic. Yeah. He charged it for so long, and then he just like, I want to watch it again.
I actually do. We're gonna have to bring that one up.
So Fire and Flash is definitely one of my favorites. My second favorite is the instant transmission Kamehameha, because it's just awesome.
And it's also good in the game.
It is.
The games that they made earlier, not the ones that they kept repeating the characters over and over again. So, yeah. Sorry, let's clarify that.
The third one would have to be, it's a tie between a special beam cannon and,
Tri-beam?
Yeah, there you go.
I saw your hand going. I was like, I know what he's trying to do. Yep. Yeah, the tri-beam was.
One reason why, because when Tien was fighting Cell,
yeah,
and like, he just kept doing the tri-beam cannon over and over again. It was cool.
I was like, yeah, how is Tien like able to hold
tri-beam cannon?
It was nonstop. I miss Dragon Ball Z. Like it.
I miss it due to the action that it provided, but the story, you know, I can give two.
I think Dragon Ball Z is one of the animes where like it lives way better in memory.
Yeah.
Like once you watch it once and then you remember it like 5 years later, you're like, that show is awesome. Don't rewatch it.
Yeah, don't do that.
You know, just live in your memory, let it live on.
Yeah.
That's any Superman movie.
All the romantic ones?
Hmm?
Okay.
Yeah, because we're gonna look back about 5 years later and go, Man of Steel, that was don't go watch it. No. Don't no one that. Needs to see Hobo Superman again.
But I will always love the action in that movie.
Yeah, it was Dragon Ball Z done right.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what Dragon Ball Z was supposed to be.
Yeah.
Hopefully, if they make a Dragon Ball Z movie and it goes through, it'll be like that.
I have no hope.
They want to actually do a sequel to Evolution. That's sad to me. Mm. So I'm just going to take all yours for my favorites, all of them.
Okay.
I also like Destructo Disc before
in Dragon Ball.
Before Krillin was lame.
That was actually
in Dragon Ball.
No, I mean, like, his Destructo Disc is pretty decent in the Tree of Might movie. No. So I guess his Destructo Disc is good until after the Saiyan Saga when Goku fought Vegeta.
That was my brother's favorite move, too, when he was little.
Destructo Disc?
Yeah.
It was awesome. Like, yeah, it was. It just seemed overpowered. It just,
and he would go, like, throw CDs.
Destructo Disc.
I'm like, stop that. Stop. You're destroying my CDs. Actually, it's kind of funny because my little sister actually like saw one episode and like threw a CD and said that. And I'm like, no, you can't do that. that's not what those are paid for. Don't do that again.
I think what was it called? I like Wolfgang Fist for some reason. I like doing it in the Dragon Ball.
Wolfgang Fist.
Yeah, Wolfgang Fist.
The Wolfgang Fist.
I like doing that in the Budokai game.
Yeah, I do. I did.
Like I don't care for the move, but it's just like
it's better Fist in the game than it is in the actual.
Did you just pull a Ric Flair?
Oh.
Woo!
Sorry, Yamcha.
Yeah, sorry, Yamcha.
Hey, we made our wrestling reference without John.
Me and John made up a really good.
We had to redo it because I think one day we missed and kind of broke up our drive to.
We missed for 2 weeks in a row.
Oh,
no, I think it was one.
There's only one?
Like, I think I did one reference.
No, because you weren't here for one week, and then last week I don't think we did one.
Okay.
How unfortunate. I remember me and John, when they first revealed who the team was in Pokemon X and Y, Team Flare, we incorporated our own little Pokemon game where, like, Ric Flair's your main Pokemon. And it'll be like, Ric Flair used retirement, but it failed. And then you have one where, like, it was a bunch of moves with Ric Flair. And then, like, his animation would be like this. It was really awesome. Me and John was on for, like, a whole day. It was pretty funny.
I can hear it now.
Speaking of which, we're going to have a little, not a segment, but we're going to have a new show on the Hybrid Works Network.
Plug-in.
Well, yeah, it's a plug-in for, we're going to pilot it out, see how it does. It's going to be called The Turnbuckle. John's going to put a third show under his belt with his co-host, Jerron.
I'm looking forward to this.
That's right, Jerron.
Yep. Everyone can see that every time we make fun of him, we're right on the money.
Man.
Wait until you hear him.
Yeah.
Yeah, this should be a show.
I'm just going to picture Jerron coming here with like a suit and tie, all fancy. his notes.
Turning into Marshmallow Jones.
He should make a
he's
new...
He's got theme music. It's the opening to Suit and Tie. I'll be on that suit and tie shit.
Opening for the show should be easy now. So just get some, like, wrestling theme music.
Most likely. Yeah. But that's probably, right?
Yeah, I mean, I can get some wrestling theme.
Yeah, that
I recommend
Taz.
Chris Jericho.
Break the walls down. Taz. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da Cult of Personality.
Who's
CM Punk.
Oh, okay. All right.
Really?
Mm-hmm. He changed it. I liked his first theme song, though.
No, you know what? We'll go Undertaker.
You can switch it up every time.
Undertaker when he came in with the motorcycle.
Oh, yeah.
Keep rolling, 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 rolling. Now I know y'all be loving this right here.
I wouldn't mind being like a special guest on John's podcast. Yeah. He could have like a guest each week.
Actually, I wouldn't mind that, especially, you know, I know there's a lot of wrestling talent around here, too. Yeah. Seeing that Trax is in fucking Westport.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
That's where the first season of Tough Enough.
Oh, nice.
Was actually in Westport at Trax. They did did a stint while I was in Florida.
Really?
All right.
I went down to Florida to go to Disney with my dad, and while I was there, they filmed Tough Enough at Yale.
Yeah.
With there was a Harvard graduate mm-hmm. that was doing Tough Enough.
Yeah.
And he had to go around Yale with a sign that says Yale sucks, with a big H on his chest.
Yeah.
His underwear.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, why his underwear?
He lost a challenge or something.
Oh, okay.
He kept on, oh, I'm a Harvard graduate and things like that.
That kind of sucks.
And then he came in and he was there for about, you know, probably 6 months before they were just like, oh, yeah, we're just using you because you went to Harvard. You can't wrestle. And fucking, he was like, what's his name? What was the British guy?
British Bulldog?
No.
Oh,
William Regal.
What?
Yeah, William Regal.
Oh, okay.
William Regal.
I can't stand William Regal.
Took him under his belt and he was like, I'm sorry that they besmirch you. Actually, I was watching that Mick Foley documentary that's on Netflix now.
Mm-hmm. It's on Netflix now?
Yeah. Cool. William Regal cannot speak English.
William Regal.
Yeah. William Regal cannot speak English, even though he is English. It's hilarious.
He can only speak
basically
English.
It sounds like he's speaking, he has the British accent. Mm-hmm. But he's saying, like, Southern slang.
Really?
It's hilarious.
yeah. I would be able to talk a bit about it, but nothing recent.
Yeah, same thing.
I can't do recent.
I haven't.
I could do...
anything recent, I will probably know a little
bit. The Attitude Era? I could do Attitude Era.
Yeah, the Attitude definitely.
I could do right after the Attitude Era.
I can do before and after, actually.
But, yeah. So, yeah, stay
tuned for that.
Listen up for the pilot episode of The Turnbuckle. Now I have to say we do this one thing every week where we have to say goodbye to a couple of people that were in show business. And hopefully Mitch is looking up the names because I have nothing...
That theme song fits so perfectly.
It does.
I don't even. Yeah, it's like, you know, I did spent had no expense to make that theme song. Spared no expense.
So the first name, Ted.
Yep.
I'm going to go for the first name, Nick. You want to do the last name?
Okay.
So, the first one, Takashi. Right there.
Yanase?
Yeah, Takashi Yanase.
Oh, yeah, that's the one that did Anpan Man. He's a cartoonist, a very famous Japanese cartoonist who did Anpan Man. What did he die of?
I think it was
heart failure.
Heart failure?
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, I'm pretty sure Ryan knew
more about him.
More about him than I do. Maybe we'll talk about him later on.
He was a cartoonist.
Maybe we can get some other people. Yeah, he was a cartoonist. Some other people to talk about him.
Okay.
Was he only famous for Ant-Man?
Pretty much. He that was his big claim to fame. He did a couple of other things.
Is anybody familiar with Ant-Man?
No, but I feel like I should be.
I'm just wondering. I'm not at all. I'm just wondering if anybody was, if you can elaborate on it or not. But you want to try the next guy's last name?
Oscar. Hey, Julios.
Is that Spanish?
Hi, Julios.
Oh,
okay.
Julios. Oscar.
Hi, Julios.
Julios.
Hi, Julios.
I'm going to go with that.
We apologize for this.
He was a novelist. He did
The Mambo
Kings. Yeah, The Mambo Kings, which I've heard is a very... I think that's the one that he got the Pulitzer Prize for.
Back in 1990.
Yeah.
And he died of a heart attack.
Yep.
A lot of heart failure.
Yeah, I don't know.
What is going on here? Wow.
It's the same thing, aortic dissection for this next guy. The aorta is in your heart, so...
Tomoyuki Den?
I wish he elaborated on which voice actor he
played
in Naruto.
I think it's Dan Tomoyuki.
Dan Tomoyuki, because they usually...
I think, yeah.
They say last names first.
They say last names first, though, so it's correct.
So he died at the age of 50, which...
Damn.
You know, besides Takashi, these guys were kind of young.
So, like...
62 and 50, not like...
I'm trying to figure out...
Takashi was 94,
Takashi was 94.
Good for him.
Yeah. I want to know who Dan voiced at the end of Naruto.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. I'm not sure.
I know he played Kamen Rider. And
if I had like a sample of his voice, I can probably guess who. But
so yeah, I'm not sure. That's another reason why I wish Ryan was here. Damn you for having to work. Who works on podcast days?
On non-regular podcasts.
Non-regular podcasts.
I forgot to. It was Thursday or Wednesday.
Wednesday. Because, I should be familiar with Mobile Suit Victory Gundam. I don't know. I'm trying to,
I'm going to go on the record.
I'm trying to think, the voices that are in that show to the ones that are in Naruto. And oh, that's that character.
On IMDb, he's Tomoyuki Dan.
His first name is Tomoyuki?
Apparently.
So he has, a regular American name.
Yeah.
I'm going to record and say Kisemi, I never watched the full Gundam show.
Hoshigaki?
Yep.
Not even Endless Waltz?
I'm not a mecha fan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm starting to get into it, though.
Kisame? In Naruto?
Kisame?
Isn't that the
Come on, Kisame.
That's the
blue guy.
The shark guy.
Nice.
Yep. That's Kisame.
Okay.
Oh, okay. I know who it is now. All right. Got it.
Kisame. Yeah, he plays Kisame.
He doesn't
need
it anymore, so...
I know.
He was Shinkuro
Spoilers. Isaka. No spoilers.
In Kamen Rider W. Back in 2010.
Kisame's moose.
He was also Futa Kagetsu.
In what?
In Naruto.
Okay.
Who?
Futa.
Futa?
I feel like that's one of the people Futa. That was on following Orochimaru's. I'm not sure.
Probably.
I don't know their names by heart. Who do you use in Naruto Next Generations?
By default, I usually... my favorite character is Gaara.
Nice.
But I don't want people to feel as though I cheat or scrub or whatever. So I use... outside of him, I use Kiba. Kiba is one of my...
I love Kiba,
man. He's a beast in that game. I wish they used him better as the character in the actual show, too.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that...
And Itachi.
So long, and thanks for all the fish, guys. we still don't have a theme for Movie Rama. I gotta remedy that at some point.
There's gotta be something catchy out
there's
there.
There's gotta be something
Once we just, actually get into it, we'll probably find something.
Yeah, once we get some money from... fans, you can donate. Just send us your account number.
Plug in.
Send us your account number.
Plug in. Cheap plug in. Actually, no, that's a pricey plug in. When I think about it. Never mind.
No, also, we have to look into making t-shirts that people can buy. Maybe use some cafe press.
I saw a TV commercial for a site that allows you to make t-shirts, but it allows you to make as many as you want.
Oh, I think.
Once I see the commercial again, I will text you.
Yeah, okay.
I was not aware we were making t-shirts.
And then we will make t-shirts, and you guys can buy t-shirts. I'm not sure the price point on them. Just...
Maybe we could sell it at a certain store.
Yeah. No, probably not.
No, definitely not.
You can buy them at Stevens Cleaners in Norwalk, Connecticut. On top of Hospital Hill.
Or you can just go now, go over to Bob's, and when they put their clearance out, we can sell it next to them. They'll never know the difference.
You can go to the Quinnipiac Bank parking lot in Hamden, Connecticut, where we'll have a tag sale outside on their property.
I'm pretty sure they'll kick us out, but all right, we'll give it a shot. I think it's worth it.
That, but
or we can go to the base of Sleeping Giant.
go to the castle at Sleeping Giant. Actually, to buy
the top of Sleeping Giant.
The top of Sleeping Giant to buy your t-shirt.
We'll even
every
give
shirt
you
get a free water bottle. And it's cold.
And we'll give you a treasure hunt.
To find the water bottles. There are no water bottles.
That is disappointing.
Okay. So, yeah. Movie-rama. Woo!
Woo! Yay. Movie.
I love you,
movie.
Movies.
Movie. Movie.
Yeah. All right, so hey, Gypsy Danger will not be Christian Grey. Are we all happy about this?
That cat isn't.
Apparently not.
I just want to, sorry.
What is it, Mitch?
I traded it, and this is what I got.
Ooh.
Well, you're not showing me.
Oh, sorry.
So kinda... What the hell is that?
Can I trade you something crappy since you keep on getting those?
That's
the first one?
That's my first one of having the fire starter.
I thought that you said that they were giving you that all the time.
I kept getting the fire monkey.
The fire monkey? Oh, yeah. You kept on getting pants.
So that was from Japan?
Yeah, I got that from Japan.
Nice.
Oh, okay. So,
I might trade for you, Ted.
Okay. Well,
she don't succeed.
We'll do it later. I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay.
I got really excited.
So Gypsy Danger.
Yes.
Gypsy Danger will no longer be Christian Grey.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. We understand that.
Which
you're
means
angry,
Sam Crow will no longer be in the 50 Shades of Grey.
No.
That was wrong reaction.
No.
Wrong reaction.
I don't want to live anymore.
Is there anything wrong?
Wrong reaction.
What wrong
no.
can you have?
Charlie Hunnam, who plays Sam Crow in Sons of Anarchy and was Gypsy Danger in Pacific Rim Job.
And Atlantic Rim. Anybody say Atlantic Rim?
No.
Oh.
I didn't know.
It was on like Netflix, I think. It's one of those like straight DVD movies.
Okay.
Like Snakes on a Plane and Snakes on a Train.
Did it come out after Pacific Rim?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's still relevant to it?
Probably not.
No, okay. It's not in canon or anything. They're just like, hey, we got they got this movie coming out. Let's make a cheap, crappy version.
How did they get away with that? I'm so confused.
I don't know.
Well, it's a completely different thing.
Snakes on a Train. That's so
Snakes
that's so
on
dumb.
A Train. Snakes on a Plane was bad enough.
So, yeah. So
you can
no.
just jump off the train, probably. Why can't you slow the train down? Let's move on.
So, yeah. I think there's a lot of women who are just like, I was just getting used to masturbating. To the idea of masturbating to Charlie Hunnam as Christian Grey.
Now their whole routine's messed up.
And now they're going to probably masturbate to, I think it's Alexander Skarsgård. If you guys are True Blood fans.
Not.
He
or
played,
Ryan is, yeah. but you know.
He played Eric, the Viking in True Blood.
Eric the Viking?
Well, he was Eric was a Viking prince in True Blood before he was turned into a vampire.
Well,
it was Eric Northman.
He's been trying to convince me to watch it, but I told him I'm sick of vampire stuff. So he says it's different, but that's what they all say.
Do you like boobs?
Yes.
Maybe.
There's a lot of boobs.
I can get that in real life, though.
Oh, or porn.
Yeah. It's not what I watch a show for.
Do you want to see Rogue's boobs?
Yeah, sure.
Is that Rogue?
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure I can
Anna get Paquin's that. Anna the main character. She gets naked.
I'm pretty sure I can get that on porn.
What station does True Blood come on?
HBO.
Okay. I wish I had HBO.
HBizzle.
I don't know. I'm just saying. Well, they always say they're different, but then they turn out to be the same thing.
Yeah, okay.
I'm looking forward to the next one.
So, Batman versus Ubermensch.
That's funny to me.
What?
It makes me laugh.
What?
Yeah.
Ubermensch.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's German for Superman.
Okay.
Yeah, but the Batman vs. Superman movie starts filming this weekend LA. They're doing a football scene, just like they did for Dark Knight Rises.
Really? Another one?
Hopefully it's not going to blow up the entire fucking stadium. it's supposed to be the Gotham City College or whatever.
The local versus
Metropolis College.
I want this movie to be the cheesiest movie in existence.
It will
probably
be.
Will be.
Nothing but corny puns every single line.
You know what? Have you noticed that that was what Spider-Man should have been, and it wasn't?
Yeah, they didn't have enough corny puns.
Not enough. Yeah, that was the problem.
Cheesy one-liners. That's what Spider-Man is.
Yeah. Every Spider-Man movie should be
the
like
Amazing
that.
Spider-Man or the other one?
Well, Amazing Spider-Man had more.
Yeah, it had more.
Yeah, that one had more. I'm about to say, I like that one. Yeah. Okay. All right. Just clarifying.
But also, you know, actually to Ryan about Spider-Man versus Amazing Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And you're just like, well, you know, they took the script from Spider-Man 4 and kind of retooled it as an origin story. And I'm just like, never thought about that until you said, fuck you.
That's kind of depressing.
It is, isn't it? After, after you think about it, it's just like, yeah, you know what? They brought in Gwen Stacy, who they were bringing in the other one. The Lizard was definitely going to be the main character because they kept on...
She did such a good job as Gwen Stacy.
Yeah.
Emma Stone is like 40 years old and she's still playing teenagers.
How old is she, really?
I have no fucking clue. Look it up.
Look up something.
Yeah. So in boring news... Tina Fey and Amy Poehler will have signed on to do the Golden Globes for the next 2 years because apparently Christian and Muslim America does not want to see two strong females host the Oscars. Say push the Golden Globes.
Which one's Amy? What's she playing?
Amy Poehler. She's in Parks and Rec.
Okay, I had that.
She took over on a Weekend Update when Tina Fey left.
Okay.
Let's see. Actually, I think she took over when Jimmy Fallon left.
Jimmy Fallon.
And then Tina Fey left, and they introduced Seth Meyers, right?
Yeah, I think that was.
It was Seth Meyers and Amy Poehler, and then Amy Poehler left. Seth Meyers did it for him by himself.
Yeah.
And now Cecily Strong's doing it with Seth Meyers, because Seth Meyers is probably going to leave soon. And that's the history of SNL, boys and girls.
Yay.
I really wish I got into SNL.
It's been around for a while.
Yeah, I never watched a full episode.
Okay. This next one kind of pisses me off.
Just reading the first sentence kind of annoyed me.
There's two versions of this story. The first version is that we are getting Agent Carter, which is going to be a Marvel series based on the character of Agent Carter from Captain America, the First Avenger. Played by Haley Atwell. She's also in the Marvel one-shot that was on the Iron Man DVD. So, okay, I can see that. And they also want to do to make Item 47 into a series, which I thought is what they were doing with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Because, I don't know, did you guys watch Item 47?
No.
Item 47, Marvel one-shot.
Yeah.
Where these two... this couple finds one of the guns that's dropped in the Battle of New York in the Avengers and starts holding up Banks. And I think it's Sitwell. Agent Sitwell finds them and brings them in and basically makes them S.H.I.E.L.D. agents or junior S.H.I.E.L.D. agents to kind of figure out what's up with Item 47, because they were able to make Item 47 basically work where nobody else could.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, fair enough. I thought that was called Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. That's basically what...
Isn't that something they can probably do a little later or something in the show? I don't know.
Yeah, pretty much. They could introduce those characters.
Yeah, I don't see that being its own thing.
Exactly.
It's so money hungry right now.
Yeah, that doesn't make...
So that, and then they said that there's four other series that they want to do.
Four
others, and a miniseries.
Not on the same story.
Not on the same story.
Okay. I'm about to say, geez.
But these four are secretive.
Oh, Lord.
and they want 60 episodes in total for all four series and the miniseries to go on to like a Netflix or Amazon Instant Video or something like that.
I want Cloak and Dagger.
That would be nice.
Yeah,
that would be nice.
That's something that they could actually do on the small screen.
Yeah.
Heroes for Hire as well.
Yep.
But they're being secretive. The other story is that Agent Carter and Item 47 are two of those series.
Really?
And they want... There's two other secretive series and the miniseries. And all of it's going to go on to Netflix or Amazon or WGN, something like that. So...
I hope these other series are with other characters that I would care more for.
See, I'm really liking the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. stuff.
I only watched two episodes so far.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've watched it.
I don't know. What's your take on it? Because
they don't really explain how he's not dead.
No, but
which is kind of dumb for me.
Well, that's part of Joss Whedon-isms.
I mean, at least, like, go into it if you're going to, you know, go off of the movie. But, well,
the last episode, they kind of...
I didn't...
Kind of go into it. Not into it, but they kind of...
They hint
it. They hint that they're going to get into it soon because an agent that he trains kind of hits on it and goes, you know, what did they do to him?
And the other agent.
And everyone's just like, we don't know.
What are you talking about? And she's just like, never mind. Yeah.
I was like, boo.
They might be getting into that.
So far, I don't know. I have to think a little bit more about it. You go first.
I have to watch a lot more episodes first.
Okay. It's not. It was only like three?
Four.
I only watched one.
Four episodes.
One or two. I'm pretty sure it was only one, though.
Okay. You go ahead. Mm-hmm. Take a quick.
I mean, with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., I'm
thinking of the episodes that I watched.
I really like it, though I feel... And I feel like they're starting to get away from what I didn't like about it. Mm-hmm. Starting to become its own thing.
Mm-hmm.
Where in the first couple of episodes, it was just like, oh, Stark. Oh, Hammer. Oh, you know, this, oh, that. And then it was actually the episode...
The third one.
It was the third one, The Asset,
yeah.
Which was really good because it introduced an actual Marvel villain.
Yeah.
In an origin story.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It was Graviton.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Yeah.
Interesting.
They introduced him by real name and everything like that, but not his evil moniker. Forgot what his name was. It's something Hall.
They just basically...
They change it around a little bit where they make him actually a S.H.I.E.L.D. scientist.
Really?
And that's pretty cool. And he's like Fitzsimmons. He was their mentor.
Who was he a main villain for?
Hmm?
Who was he a villain for?
Recently, Secret Avengers.
Okay.
But he can control gravity and stuff like that.
How they started that episode was pretty good, too. I enjoyed that. But at one point, I was like, wait... Magneto? I was like, I don't understand. How is Magneto in this? I don't get it.
Yeah, they basically, remember, it was the bad one. It was X-Men United or whatever.
Yeah.
Hmm.
The last one.
Yeah, X-Men 3. Where Magneto just throws the trucks around.
Yeah.
And gets Juggernaut out of the, and Mystique out of the whole thing.
Yeah.
And they kind of recreated that, only with S.H.I.E.L.D. trucks.
Really?
And this whole, like, gravity beam basically shoots this Mack truck into the sky. And it was actually very well done, I thought.
Really?
They did it very well. It's just
look forward to watching it.
But, like, the perception I got from it was all Magneto.
Yeah.
I was like, wait a minute.
It really looked like that, too.
Right? That's what I was thinking.
Car goes flipping up, and the S.H.I.E.L.D. agent inside the big Mack truck is just like, oh, shit. What's going on?
Yeah.
And, like, he's playing with his little...
Look forward to watching that.
I got confused on that, and I was like...
Do you guys want to see my cool wallpaper? Is Thor about to fight the Phoenix Force?
I still have
We'll
that.
Never see that.
I still have theaters.
Yeah. We'll never see that in theaters.
Right.
I still have the Megiddo picture that you found.
It's an awesome picture.
That was a beast of a picture. Oh, thank you.
One that we found on the air?
That one time? He has Thor's hammer and Captain America's shield.
Captain America's shield. He's sitting in his throne.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was badass. But that'll never happen either, so...
Yeah.
Can only imagine.
I can only hope that becomes an animated film that's not garbage.
Yeah, well...
I want Marvel's animated films to be on par with DC films. Like.
Well, Pixar...
Yeah?
Pixar wants to do a Marvel film.
Really?
Oh. Yeah. So...
Well, they do do...
They do Disney stuff, so...
I don't know what they're going to do when it comes to...
Action, but...
Yeah.
Well, you've seen The Incredibles.
Yeah.
Incredibles is one of... Probably one of the best superhero films out there.
It is a really good movie.
It was good. I love that.
So,
Ted has now solved any suspicions by this and that one movie.
Speaking of Pixar movies, I just recently watched Up again.
Yeah?
Am I the only one who just gets misty-eyed just watching the first 10 minutes of the film?
Listen,
even before anything happens in the first 10 minutes, you're just like...
It's such a...
Everything's going to happen! I know it!
It's so beautifully shot. Like, it's just it's awesome. Yeah. Well, not really shot because
it's
animated, but
yeah,
well done. And then, like, you watch the same exact trailer. Shut up. You watch a trailer for Dead Island, and you replace the music with Up music. Equally as sad.
It is.
It's terrible. What a good trailer that was for Dead Island. Not good meaning as in predictions for the game, but good as in just a good trailer. It got me hyped. Of course, I was let down, but you know, whatever.
All right, so this next and last article of news before we get into releases in the gaming corner is a thing I'm not sure if it's a hoax or not, but apparently Anthony Hopkins took 2 weeks out of his busy schedule of shooting doing reshoots for Thor the Dark World to watch every single episode of Breaking Bad.
It's not free time for director.
Yeah. He apparently watched every episode that was on Netflix and then bought all the remaining episodes on Amazon.
Yeah.
Or so he says in his letter.
Well, so he probably pirated it.
But yeah, so he wrote a whole letter to Bryan Cranston about how good of an actor he was in Breaking Bad.
And that's the main character, right?
And that's who played Walter White.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to read any of this letter. You guys can read it on the blog. I was copying it. I'm just on my phone, and I'm just like, okay, it can stop now.
I was like,
it can stop. It can stop. Yeah, it's very, very long. Very
it's
heartfelt.
Not that long, but like on the phone, it just looks like it's like But if you took the time, it shouldn't take you too long.
After watching Hannibal and Silence of the Lambs and Red Dragon, I read it as fucking Hannibal.
It's funny.
So I'm sitting there.
I can now laugh at that joke.
Dear Mr. Cranston, I wanted to write you an email.
Yeah.
All right, let's get into releases and... You know, finish this podcast, which is now like an hour and a half long. No, an hour long, but still. DVD releases. Pacific Rim Job.
Woo.
Sorry, Pacific Rim. Pacific Rim Job is...
Disappointment.
Yeah. Disappointed!
Oh, I forgot.
Yeah, I forgot too.
All right. The Heat.
Isn't that the...
That is the Sandra Bullock, Melissa McCarthy movie.
Okay.
By the way, whatever happened to that show with Melissa McCarthy? Did that get canceled?
What show was that?
The one where she was married to the fat guy and...
I want to say yes.
Fat guy?
Mac and Molly or something. Mike and Molly.
Mike and Molly.
Did that get canceled?
I don't know. I think it's... unless that's the reruns I thought I saw. I don't know. I'm not sure. I haven't heard it been canceled or anything like that, but...
I don't know. Whatever. I'm not sure. Okay. Also, there's this little movie called Maniac, which is a remake of I think it's an 80s film. Our special guest next week might be able to talk more about it.
Yeah.
But this one stars Elijah Wood. So
I remember.
Also, wasn't there discussion a movie about called this, The Heat already before this?
I don't know. No, it was just Heat.
It was just Heat. Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah. All right, so in the box office, we have Escape Plan, which is
Get in the Chopper!
I can't do it so much alone after doing a fucking Schwarzenegger.
Your throat doesn't work like that.
It doesn't. It was just Adrian, you guys
got to do right by when you... I did that okay, I think.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
I know, so I
think, like, this movie, like, I feel like it's not going to be good, but I kind of want it to be good.
I think it'll be better than Expendables.
No, probably not.
No, I would hope.
Maybe better than Expendables. Expendables 2 was fucking hilarious.
Expendables 2?
Expendables 2 was hilarious.
It was funny. I like that
better than Expendables.
I did like...
Like, it just basically hit on every stereotype of each actor.
I do give props to the second one.
Yeah. I just love how, like, they're sitting there and fucking, with one pistol, Chuck Norris takes out an entire army of people.
And like, everybody just looks at him Norris. Like, yeah, it's Chuck Norris. That's just how that works. We understand it.
I don't think a lot of people understand the greedy and lazy thing, though. After Bruce Willis bowed out of Expendables 3 because he wasn't getting enough money, Sylvester Stallone tweeted, you know, some people are just greedy and lazy. Well, he's greedy and lazy! Actually, speaking of Sly Stallone, I was watching Oscar before I started watching Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Like, before you guys came here.
Yeah.
One of my favorite movies.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Yeah. Cool. If you haven't seen Oscar,
I have.
Awesome.
I don't know. It could be... I don't know what it can be. It depends, I guess. But it can be decent. It could be horrible. I have to wait to see.
So, the movie that I hopefully will be seeing on Saturday or Sunday, Carrie.
Cool.
The remake from the...
I don't know, man. I thought that would be something that stayed in the past and was...
This is actually the second remake.
Yeah, I know.
In this age, not to stay in the past.
I didn't watch the second one. I didn't want to, but I don't know if I wanted to watch this one either, but I'm going to give it a shot.
And also, another movie that I want to see, but I don't think I can get a lot of people to go see it with me, 12 Years a Slave. Did you guys hear about this movie?
It sounds familiar.
It's about a guy who... he is born a free man and then gets kidnapped.
Yeah,
and becomes a slave.
Slave, yeah.
For 12 years, I think.
Interesting.
I'm not sure if it's 12 years, but...
I think
so. I will hope so based on the title. Like.
I don't know. But, yeah, I heard about it. I don't know if that sounds too depressing.
You know a movie I wasn't really sure on, but the trailer has sold me completely, kind of?
What?
47 Ronin.
No.
Listen... The trailer looks badass. Like,
I know kung fu.
Listen, despite
I didn't
Keanu
see
Reeves,
I'm gonna take this sword. Have you ever seen Keanu Reeves do an English accent?
No.
Like, I'm going to strike him through the heart.
Yeah,
it's
really
like that.
Besides Keanu Reeves, but the actual movie itself looks pretty cool. Like, have you seen each other? And when we went to go see Gravity.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't say that one part looked pretty cool. Yeah, dragons and just... I don't know, I just like the Chinese lore and whatnot.
I'm gonna have to see the...
probably show you.
Wait, did you just say Chinese lore?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hit him.
Why?
What's a Ronin?
Fuck. All right. it was a... Ah, shit. The dragons got me, that's why.
Yeah.
Japanese lore. Whatever.
I think I missed what happened. What?
All right, a Ronin...
Yeah.
Is a samurai.
He's a samurai warrior, yeah.
Is a samurai without a master.
Yeah.
Basically, someone who's taught themselves the ways of fighting without a master teaching them.
Yeah.
It's also a samurai that leaves the town that they're protecting. Mm-hmm. It's called a Ronin as well.
Yep, I saw this anime series about that.
Yeah. So... That's why I had you hit Mitch, because he was like,
just
Chinese.
For record, Nick actually did hit me. I don't know why.
I didn't hit you that hard.
He still hit me, though.
All right. Mitch, put the tampon back in.
I apologize.
I apologize.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, all right.
You looked at me like I was supposed to.
All right, let's get into video game
releases. I don't think I can apologize for apologizing.
Mitch, you want to go through the video game releases?
I'm sure.
Ryan's not here.
All right. So for, I guess, this week, you have The Wolf Among Us because it came out for Xbox Live on the 11th, while the PSN one released on the 15th. You have Valhalla Knights 3 for PS Vita. Zumba Fitness World Party for Wii U, Wii, and Xbox 360. I'm surprised that the PS3 is not up there. I think it should be.
It says party on it. PS3 people don't party. Sorry, Nick.
Bullshit.
Sega Superstars Tennis. All right. For Mac? Or is that?
Yeah, for Mac.
Really?
I didn't even realize that.
Huh. Weird.
For Mac?
Yeah, and that's about
it. That's pretty much it, yeah.
Yeah.
Has anybody played the Battlefield 4 beta?
No. I was actually trying.
What? Oh, yeah, it's all you should download.
My online hasn't been okay. On lately. So. It has been. It's been on.
Yeah.
I was GTA. Trying to download it help Kylie's cousin's son.
What?
Download it.
What was that?
Kylie's cousin's 9-year-old son was trying to download it and was having problems, so I downloaded it, but I didn't play it.
Okay.
Yeah, I saw another preview.
It's a little more destructive.
Yeah, I saw another preview for it, and then they had actual people, I guess the beta testers, explaining it and
like,
stuff.
You know how they have in Bad Company 2, they had like a lot of destruction? In Battlefield 3, the destruction was kind of toned down just a little bit. For me, it was toned down just a tad bit. Like, you know,
To say, not really.
I mean, like,
I get what you're saying, because I played all of them. And
yeah,
I can see where you came from.
They somehow made it a little bit more chaotic. And it's just, like, it's pretty awesome.
Yeah. It's the chaos that makes it, like, so great.
That's what I like about it.
I think it's going to blow freaking Call of Duty.
And that comes on the 29th.
So,
for the Game Corner.
Yeah. So the first little thing is more of a public service announcement for everyone that owns Pokemon X and Y. And that's don't save in Lumineux City.
No, which city is that?
That's the third person view city.
Oh, okay.
Like the behind you third person view.
Is that like the huge...
It's like the huge donut city.
Okay, yeah. The one where you can't go inside because it's like a blackout.
Yeah, there's a blackout.
But there's people walking behind there anyway.
Yeah. Piece of bullshit. you can't go farther. No one can go past us. That person just... I didn't see anybody. So that's Lumineux City. And if you save in there, there's a glitch that can corrupt your save data. I have a feeling that's because of the view that you have. In that part of the city.
Yeah.
Is why it corrupts your save data.
I would have been pissed.
Yeah. I saved in there, but I didn't turn it off.
Me too. I didn't turn it off either. I never turned it off.
Yeah. So. I have yet to turn my system actually off while playing the game.
You gotta love sleep mode.
Yeah. Let's see.
It's a good thing.
So. I know I'm probably the only real Legend of Zelda fan right now.
You would be.
Yeah. Well, the producer, Eiji Onuma.
Eiji Onuma.
Onuma. Is being a bastard. He's going, we are developing a Wii U Legend of Zelda, but I'm not going to tell you anything about it until E3. Of next year.
I was not even saying anything about it.
Yeah, exactly.
Just be quiet. Shut your face.
Yay! We got this secret here. And we're going to tell you the secret, but we're not going to tell you much about the secret.
Yeah, that's like...
We might tell you a little bit next year, but probably not that much. We'll probably show you like a screen. Remember before Skyward Sword came out?
Yeah.
And they're like E3, and they're just like, we're going to show you a picture! It's coming out for the Wii.
The only thing worse than like announcing something and like saying it doesn't come out for like a year is when you show a teaser trailer for something and then the game doesn't come out for like 2 years.
Oh yeah, Watch Dogs, which is actually a nice segue.
Yes,
actually, yeah. Even before we get into that, I already had that experience with Metal Gear Solid already. So I
had it with
I don't need to go through that again.
I had it with the Raid, the second movie. Yeah. The Raid, I think. Barandai, I think it's called, or Barantu. Something like that.
Yeah.
They released a teaser trailer, and it was like 2015. I was like, but it's 2013 right now. Mm-hmm. Why do you have a trailer? Stop.
Yeah.
Well, it's like, what do you call it?
Either way, it's stupid.
Well, it's like when people were getting pissed off that Ben Affleck was Batman. It's just like, you have 2 years to get used to this.
Yeah, right.
Shut up.
That's probably why they did it. So it'll soak in.
Yeah, you're right.
This is going to happen. Get sick. Over it. So, even though I did a horror movie just last.
Let's go into Ubisoft. And Ubisoft has said that their highly anticipated game, Watch Dogs, it will be pushed back until April or between April and June of next year.
They're also pushing back
The Crew.
The Crew, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not... Wait, The Crew?
I don't know.
That was a racing game, I believe.
That was a racing game.
That was like the open world racing game that they was
developing. Yeah. I'm not surprised about that, though.
I am not surprised about
I'm
Watch
not surprised
Dogs
at all about both games.
I'm a little bit surprised about Watch Dogs just because... You know, they've made a big deal about this since 2012.
They really did.
Yeah, but like when you see the capability of it all,
I saw the preview.
I understand why. Like,
seeing the preview, there was like stuff there that seems like it'll be. It's hard to explain. Like there's a lot of clipping going on. Yeah. Like the little details weren't there, and I don't think that's worthy of delaying the game because of that.
No,
but
no,
maybe
no.
There's more like technical problems, probably.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I think there's probably like, you know, things. If there's like glitches in games, you know, everybody will complain about it.
Hopefully, it's not one of those games where they delay it so many times that the end product is completely different from what we saw before.
Yeah. But, you know, I can't wait to fucking play that on Wii U.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome on Wii U, definitely. No doubt.
I can't wait.
Which actually.
And The Crew.
It wasn't anyone from Nintendo or Ubisoft. It was like a. It wasn't IGN, it wasn't Kotaku, it was another, I think it was like GameSpot.
Yeah.
Somebody played it on the Wii U and said that the game was made for the Wii U.
It just seems so relevant.
You know? Yeah. So. And that's it for news.
Does anybody have any, like, gaming things they want to talk about? Besides Pokemon.
To go further on it, like I did really like I am still looking forward to playing that game though, like even if I do have to, because like if they have to take the time to fix it up or do whatever it is, I can deal with it.
I don't know we've been
through it before.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody here is a Kingdom Hearts fan. Probably not.
I am.
You are?
Yeah.
They released a new trailer for Kingdom Hearts 3 that has gameplay.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll have to find that and throw it up on
it's pretty cool.
Blog page.
It looks pretty sick.
Nice.
Yeah. Definitely recommend watching it.
Definitely have to find that and throw it up there so everyone can watch.
Sure.
And I'm not even sure if this is going to go up on time. But even though we're doing this podcast a day earlier than we usually
do. By the time you post this trailer, you would have already seen the Kingdom Hearts 3 thing.
Yeah.
Yep.
Everyone and their mother will have already seen Kingdom Hearts 3 trailers.
Yeah, it was. It's not really a trailer. It's like a just like a little gameplay thing that has no like story. There's nothing besides just them showing how the game looks.
Oh, it's not a beta testing thing.
Kind of, I guess.
Oh,
but, like, it's
not the one where he's getting chased by the Heartless.
No, this is it just shows gameplay, actually. That's all it does.
There's a gameplay one that I saw before where, like, there's Heartless, and you're fighting against the Heartless.
Yeah.
But then you do, like, these jumps, and there's, like, a wave of Heartless that chase.
Not that one. And this one, they show, I think... Three or two different scenes. One scene, he's actually fighting that rock monster from the Hercules movie. The Disney one?
Yeah.
And he's
Titan.
He's like on the train. He's like,
the Titan. Yeah.
And then you get to see his magic spell when he fights the Heartless. And it's so like vibrant. Like the graphics are amazing when he does the spell. It's like all like realistic and whatnot.
Can't wait to get achievements for a Kingdom Hearts game.
Right.
Realistic magic.
You know what's funny? The reason why a lot of people purchase a PS3 when it first came out was because they wanted to play Kingdom Hearts 3 and Final Fantasy 13 Versus. And then, like, those games never came out.
Oh, I thought it was Metal Gear Solid.
And Metal Gear Solid. That was also a reason.
Guns of the Patriots was probably the reason why I wanted a PS3.
Yeah.
And then I got it, and I played it, like, pretty much through and realized this and Little Big Planet were pretty much the only games that I could really get into that weren't multi-platform.
I like Uncharted.
Uncharted, yeah.
I played Uncharted, and I couldn't get into it.
Understandable.
I don't know what...
I like
them. Do you like third-person shooters?
Not as much as I probably should. Yeah. Like, I used to like the Tomb Raider games.
Yeah.
But then they got, like, complicated with the story and everything like that.
Yeah.
I haven't played the new one, so I'm not sure how.
Do I still have it? I'll double check for you.
I think some people recommended that to me.
I still have to.
I didn't
it's
get
it's pretty much like, it's like Uncharted that has more of an open world feel.
Right.
Oh, more open world? Okay, I'm into it.
Right now on my queue for video games, I still have to play Bioshock 1 and 2. I know, but I have friends that let me borrow these things that I never play. Still have Demon Souls that I got to finish.
Mm-hmm. Even lose all your friends then.
When Mike finishes The Last of Us, I got to, you know, finish that.
You better finish Demon's Souls first. Because if The Last of Us DLC comes out, I'm taking it back. That's why I'm not letting anybody borrow Bioshock Infinite, because they released the DLC for it.
So. Oh, yeah. Which, you missed that last week.
Oh, really? Was Ryan talking about it?
No, it was just me and Nick last week.
Mm-hmm. What? Two-man show?
It was a two-man crazy show. It lasted 45 minutes.
Fairly quickly.
Which is actually... actually, if you add Nick and I together, that's about how long we last in bed, too.
That was scarier than usual.
I'm just saying, Nick's got 42 minutes. I'm about three, but...
You think when two guys have sex, like, if one guy finishes, do they still continue?
Probably.
But you know how when, like, you're having sex and you finish, you're like, done? You don't want to do anything else? So, like, how does that work?
I don't know. You make it anything like
that. You guys say you last 45 minutes. I'm just saying, because obviously Ted lasts 3 minutes, and you last 42 minutes. Yeah, and, you know, maybe you could put some, have some insight in this topic I'm trying to figure out.
I didn't mean when we were having sex with each other.
Oh.
I don't know. Maybe the really? Guy keeps going to the other guy.
And oh, I think you guys are.
Gets his off. I don't know. Maybe that's what happens. I don't know. Go watch a gay
next week for the gay cast. Special guest.
Which one? Never mind.
Special guests. We get down to this problem.
Okay. Well, yeah, guys, come back next week. We'll have a special guest for you.
Remind me of something. I'm card.
Oh, God.
Continue.
Okay, yeah. Next week, we'll have a special guest for you. And we'll probably be talking a little bit more about Pokemon.
Which is make this interesting.
Yeah. So we'll see you next week. Drive safely.
See ya.